you, Matt, on. If you're ready, you have the mic.
All right, I'm all set, Anca. Thank you very much.
We're very excited to have you.
I'm happy to be here too. All right, so we'll get started. So again, first of all, I want to thank David from Timing Research and of course Anca from Trade Out Loud for hosting the event. It's my first time here, so I'm a newbie here, so super excited. And so, you know, take it easy on me, all right? So I'm going to spend the next 55 minutes or so to give you the best option strategy we've ever used. And this was actually a compliment from one of my students, Ken and Marilyn Thomas, and they've been trading with me for about 5 years now. And when I asked them what makes this strategy the best for them, Ken said, Matt, you know, because it's simple and effective. So I'm going to be sharing this simple and effective, you know, strategy with you here today. Now, a quick disclaimer before we get started. This presentation is for education and entertainment only. It is not to be considered investment advice. Make sure you talk to your financial advisor before you make any investment in trades. And of course, never ever trade with capital that you cannot afford to lose. Now, I'm going to start my presentation with something that is totally unrelated to trading, but I think you will find it interesting. It'll only take me like a few minutes to do that. Are you guys okay with that? All right? I don't see any complaints. So awesome. Let's get going. So what do these companies I have on the screen here have in common, right? We have Amazon, we have Uber, we have the National Hockey League, and we have Wynn Resorts. Now, I trust that everyone knows what Amazon is. So let's start with them. So a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I wanted to buy Scrabble for my son to play with, right? So I think it's a great way for him and for the family, you know, actually to learn new words for him and to learn spelling. So I went on Amazon and found this for $50. And with Prime, I can get it same day. So here in Toronto, we have Amazon's warehouse about 30 minutes away from where I live. So it is very convenient, actually, and of course, very dangerous too. Now, anyway, I scroll down the page below the Scrabble picture there. And the first thing I see is the frequently bought together section. And it was showing me the official Scrabble Players Dictionary and the Uno card game. And below that, if you see in those three red boxes that I put around those three items, they are games like Risk, Trivial Pursuit, and Cranium. All the classics that I played, you know, when I was a kid. You know, and of course, I would love my son to learn those as well. And yes, you guessed correctly, I bought them all. Now, you see, the thousands and thousands of people who bought Scrabble from Amazon probably also bought Risk, Trivial Pursuit, and Cranium as well. So by showing those additional games to me, when I am looking for Scrabble, Amazon knows that there's a very good chance that I will buy one or more of those items. And I did. And the bottom line is Amazon collects and studies customer behaviors and uses this data to offer the right products to consumers at the right time. It's like selling you leather protecting spray when you go buy a pair of shoes at the mall. You know, only with Amazon, of course, this happens millions and millions of times per day around the world online. How about Uber? So here is a map of Manhattan, okay? And with their app and data from literally millions of rides, they know exactly where most rides are initiated. And they also know the most popular destinations. And they even know how far on average each trip is. So in New York, you probably think that places like Times Square, you know, or Grand Central Station, or even Wall Street would have the most Uber riders there. And you can see on average, each trip out of Times Square travels 3.9 miles, a trip out of Grand Central 4.2, and from Wall Street, approximately 4.4 miles on average per trip. But these three spots don't even make top 10. Here are the top 10 Uber pickup spots in Manhattan. Penn Station, Columbus Circle, Central Park Southeast, Avenue of America and 23rd, Lexington and 60th, 10th and 43rd, Lexington and 86th, York Avenue and 72nd, Chelsea and West Village. Now, you can see that if I am a Uber driver, guess where I'm hanging out? West Village, of course, where on average, each trip is 7.9 miles long versus only about 3.9 miles out of Times Square. I'll also wait in Chelsea or maybe York Avenue and 72nd Street. Those rides are much longer and I can make a lot more money as an Uber driver, right? So isn't this data useful? And again, Uber and their drivers use real-time hard data to find customers and reach them quickly, you know, which gives them an edge, of course, over the traditional competition. So let's switch gear a little bit here and talk about hockey. So I'm a Canadian. I live in Canada, in Toronto here, and I'm a huge fan and my son plays a sport. So we talk a lot about hockey at home. Anyhow, this is Frederick Anderson, the goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? So data accumulated over the years show that 14% of the shots that he let in were on the high blocker side, about 21% on high glove side, and a whopping 36% went through his five hole. So of course, teams playing against the Leafs will study these numbers before the game and guess where the players are going to shoot. That's right, between his legs. Now compare that to Tuukka Rask of the Boston Bruins. Only 18% of his goals allowed went through his legs, 24% on glove side, and 28% high blocker side. So if I'm playing against Boston and Tuukka Suka is a net, I shoot high blocker, right? So in the National Hockey League and all pro sports for that matter, teams and players use hard data to get an edge over their opponents, right? And having highly accurate data gives teams an edge. And of course, that usually means the difference between winning or losing the game. Now, on a somewhat related note to hockey, this is a photo of me taken recently at the Las Vegas Wynn Resort. That's my go-to hotel when we stay there and when we're in town. Anyway, behind me there is the sportsbook area. Now, I don't gamble often, but sometimes I do like to bet on some of my favorite teams. So I've been watching the Bills since I was a kid, you know, in the late 80s, just because it is close to Toronto here. So when they were playing the Texans during the wild card week, I decided to put some money down. So the Texans were favorites by 2.5 points. And being the football expert that I am, I thought the Bills, you know, was playing pretty well going in and they should win by a field goal. So I put $100 down on the Bills. And if they can pull it off, I win $100. The over-under was 43.5 points for the game. Now, sure enough, the Texans won by 3 points, 22-19. And just like that, my $100 was gone. And of course, the bookies also had the over-under very close to 41 points actually scored during the game, and 43.5 was their estimate. Now you just can't make this stuff up, right? You know, and obviously sports betting is a business in Vegas, and the bookies put a lot of effort in creating the spread, and that's why they can consistently win, right? So looking at football, these are just some of the variables that they use in their data mining, right? And thousands of variations and simulations are used every day to create their spreads and money lines every week, and that's why they're so accurate. And the bottom line is they've been using data mining in sports, you know, for decades. And this is how they're able to consistently dominate the uninformed players, you know, like me, right? So isn't that true? Now, circling back to the original question, what do these companies have in common? And of course, the answer is they all use a ton of data to be accurate and to be very fast. And whether it be to sell a new line of products on Amazon, or where to add more Uber cars, Uber drivers, or where to shoot the puck, you know, in a hockey game, or creating point spreads, you know, for a football game, you know, and it's not just these four companies, right, that are successful using data. Pretty much all great companies are doing the same today. Now, by now, you're probably thinking, you know, in your head, Matt, what the heck does all this have to do with trading? Well, it is clear that businesses, organizations, and even sports teams are successful because they analyze data and use it to their advantage, right? And trading is no different. Yet, in today's data-driven world, over 92% of retail traders still shoot from the hip and don't use any kind of hard data to get an edge when they make trading decisions, right? Instead, they make decisions from their gut, or they get their tips from watching TV. You know, there's no proper research whatsoever. Now, imagine if we can also use data mining to find out exactly when stocks are most likely to move up and when they're most likely to move down. Would that help our trading? So today, I want to share with you a simple data mining technique to find exactly when stocks are most likely to move up or down and how much they're likely to move up or down. And of course, I'll then show you how I 17x my return trading this information with options instead of buying stocks. I'll show you a case study of that so you can see exactly how that's done. So let's dive right in here. First, let's talk about how we can perform some very simple data mining to find high probability stock moves. Now, what you see here is the end result of a data mining exercise of Adobe, symbol ADBE. Now, we will reverse engineer the process from here to see how we find this information. So let me explain. Between January 31st and April 1st, now, January 31st is today, right? So pay attention here. This stock has been bullish 22 of the past 25 years. This means if you bought the stock on Jan 31 and sold them on April 1st, you wouldn't have made money 22 of the past 25 years. So that's 88% accurate. And not only that, your average return during this period would have been 14.47% each year. So that's about 14% in a couple of months. Now realize that most stocks don't go up 14% in a year, right? And if you use options to trade this information, your return improves to 100% or higher depending on how you structured your trade. And of course, we'll talk about that a little later on when we look at a real options trade. Now, here's the detailed data for those of you who are interested in the details of the past 25 years. This data is free and you can download that from websites like Yahoo Finance and most trading platforms. Now, I will show you where to find this information in a few minutes. Again, that's 88% win rate by simply following a schedule. The average return each year if you bought the stock would have been about 14.47%. If you use options and be more efficient about it, you can achieve achieve over 100% ROI on this type of trade. I call these the profit schedules, okay? Now, are you writing this down? Because you can use this information today, January 31, next year, January 31, 2021, January 31, 2022. You can actually put that on your phone and have it remind you every single year, you know, so that you can look at this, review this, and put this trade, okay? Now, again, we're not doing anything fancy here. We're just following the hard data. Now, if you are a more visual person, here are the charts that correspond to this schedule starting in 1995. The white arrow represents the duration of this profit schedule from January 31 through April 1st each year. So 1995 here was a winner. 96 was a small loser. 97 was a winner. 98 was a big win. Winner in 99. Another big win in 2000. You can see how the market just took off to the upside in late January, right through to April 1st. A loser in 2001. Another win in 2002, about a 15% move. Big win in 03. Small winner in 04. That was a huge win in 2005 with some really aggressive buying there. A loser in 06. 07 was a winner. 08 was a winner as well. 09 was a winner. 2010 was a winner. 11 was a winner as well. 2012, it was obvious there. 2013 was a winner. And notice how the profit schedule covered the bulk of that uptrend. 04 was a winner. 05 was a winner. Even in a choppy market like 06, it was a winner as well. Yep, that was very clear in 2017. Again, we see some really aggressive buying of Adobe in 2018. And same in 2019 here. So Adobe was very bullish from January 31 through April 1st. Now, I want to bring your attention to the volume graph at the bottom, right? So the white line to the left of the green arrow is the average daily volume prior to January 31, which is the start of this profit schedule. After January 31, the average volume went up by about 120,000 shares per day. Now, it's not that noticeable to the naked eyes, and it is pretty stealth, right? And of course, this extra buying of 120,000 shares in demand drove up the stock price. So who do you think is doing this? Who do you think is buying? Of course, it's the big money, right? It is not a coincidence that, you know, a stock like Adobe moves up precisely during the same time each year. And ultimately, demand is what drives the price, and the big money are the ones driving up the price each year. So that's 22 out of 25 years, or about 88% win rate, during precisely the same time every year. So make sure you write this one down. For Adobe, it is one of the best ones out there, and you can use it starting day and subsequent years as well. So how did I figure this one out? You know, and most of you have met me in the past, so either in person or at one of my events or online, you know, webinar and events like this, you know, but for the few of you who I haven't met before, I'll keep this obligatory intro very, very short. I live in Toronto, Canada with my wife and son. I've been trading for about 18 years. I swing trade futures, currencies, and options. And to give you an idea, most of my trades last anywhere from a few days to a few months. And as a chartered market technician or CMT, my primary trading method is technical analysis. And the reason I prefer technical is simple, because it allows me to find repetitive patterns that I can quantify into rules. So every time I see the same pattern, I just execute a trade based on my rule-based strategy. Now think along the lines of, you know, if I see A, then I do B, right? And when I see a stock like Adobe that moves up 22 of the past 25 years, it is a repetitive pattern. So that's how I started data mining and do exact, you know, data mining the exact dates of when these type of stocks moves up or moves down. You know, is the pattern that I saw happening over and over again, not just with Adobe, but with hundreds of different stocks as well. And, you know, the reason why I love this approach is because it works, obviously. And just as importantly, because it is based on rules, there is no hesitation, there's no emotions, and there's no analysis paralysis, right? I just follow the rules. I try to keep my trading as simple as possible. And over the years, I've taught about 50,000 traders to do the same. And being a rule-based trader, you know, I don't need to be sitting in front of my screen all day long like the day traders do. I simply wait for the setup notification and I put on the trade. I love to travel. I'm a simple guy. I love to spend time with my family. And the way I trade allows me to get on with my life and my other interests as well. But enough about me. Let's keep moving on. All right. So how do we find these profit schedules anyway, right? So let me show you where to find them. So first, you want to go to yahoo.com and click on the finance tab. Okay? And then at the top of the page, you can actually type in a stock symbol. So in this case, I want to type in Procter & Gamble, symbol PG, which is one of my favorite stocks to trade. Then click on the tab that says historical data, and you'll see an input box pop up, and you can type in the dates here. So here, I want to go back about 20 years on the way to, let's say, 1999 through 2019. So a good 20 years of data that I can look at, right? So, and then click on done, click on apply, and click on download. And you will see that you see in the orange box there. When you click that, a spreadsheet will automatically be downloaded onto your computer. So this is what you will see when you open a spreadsheet. It's some mumbo jumbo there, but it's actually pretty easy to digest. Let me explain. The only two columns that I want are the first column, which is the date column, and the second, the one, I guess, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over, you know, which is the adjusted price column. Now, I only want the adjusted price because it includes stock splits and reverse splits and so forth. And you can delete the other five columns because, you know, we don't really need them. Now, all you have to do is to pivot that information, to pivot the adjusted close and line them up, you know, by year across the top row. Now, the numbers are a bit hard to read, but once you have this information, all you have to do is glance down the spreadsheet. And what you see here is that in the past 21 years, in from July to October, I'll show you the information in a second, PNG has been very bullish. All the green spots there have been very bullish years. The red rows, the columns there were bearish years. Now, I must warn you that this is a very tedious process. It's a simple process, but it's a very tedious process. And it would be much faster to do this, you know, with an automated script like I do, with a program like I do. But that said, you know, I want you to learn how to do this manually so that you can have full understanding of the logic behind this approach. It's kind of like teaching my son math, right? I want to teach him multiplication, right? So right now he's learning to do it on paper. Obviously I'm keeping the calculator from him until much later in life. I want him to understand the basics, how to do this so that, you know, when you're presented with a software, you can use it, you know, and then, but you understand the logic behind it. So after this entire process, here is a summary of the data from July 29th through October 8th. The stock has been bullish 19 of the past 21 years, right? So that's 90% of the time. Basically, anything over 80% is great to trade with, okay? Now, what's most impressive is the magnitude of the move. On average, during this period, the stock moves up about 4.83%. Now, I want you to jot down this 4.83% number, right? Write this down. We'll be talking about this very shortly. This is a good size move for a slow-moving blue-chip stock like PNG. And with options, we can actually turn this 4.83% move into a 100% ROI trade. Okay, I'll show you that, how to do that in a second. So that's a 90% win rate by simply following a schedule. Now, by doing this data mining exercise, it really changes the way we look at PNG, the way we trade PNG, right? Because, you know, we can now pinpoint the exact dates when the stock has the highest probability or the highest tendency to move up every single year. And with this approach, you know, we are using hard data to get the highest probability setups. It removes the emotions and we become more consistent in our trading because of that. And this is the kind of edge that we need today in today's trading where things are a lot faster than they used to be, right? So now, I promised you earlier that I'll show you how to use options to trade this profit schedule. So let's do that now. Look at the red square. I want to show you how I put on an options trade on July 29th this past year in 2019 with my students, okay? So I'll go through the step-by-step of how to structure an options trade for PNG. Now, here is the options chain for Procter & Gamble on July 29th, 2019. You can see the orange square at the top left. The exact date when this bullish schedule begins. Now, the stock was trading near $115 where the red arrow is pointing. And in this case, we used a bull call spread to trade this move. What we did here was we bought the 115 call at $3.73 each and sold the 120 calls at $1.51 each. And we did 40 spreads here. And you can see that with the red ovals and the orange boxes there. That's just what we did with the bull call spread. Now, at the top right corner, you can see that we used the October 18th expiration date, which is about 84 days out from July 29th. Now, remember that the schedule runs from July 29th through October the 8th. So using an expiration of October the 18th works really well. Now, you can see in the red box at the top there that the total cost of this trade is $8,800 for 40 spreads, okay? Now, if you're just starting out, you can do one spread for $222. How did we get $222? Now, notice on the green box, in the green box, that we bought the 115 call for $373 each, and we sold the 120 calls for $1.51. So the net between the two is actually $222. Now, note that $222 is also the maximum risk risk for this trade. So it works really well for small account. You don't have to do 40 spreads. You know, and as you get more comfortable with the approach, you can scale up to 2 contracts and then 4 contracts and then 8 contracts and so on. Now, in the smaller red box there, you can see the maximum possible return is about 125%, or in this case, 11,120. And that can be achieved if Procter & Gamble moves to $120 or above by expiration on October the 18th. Okay? So the yellow arrow is where the stock is right now, where the yellow arrow is pointing. And the green arrow represents the up move that I'm expecting for the stock. Now, note that the horizontal red line also represents my target at $120. Now, this is very important. Write this down. Remember the data that the stock on average moves up 4.83%, the number that I asked you to write down a little earlier. Here, I need the stock to move up about $5.25 to get from 114.73, where it is at right now, to 120, and which is about a 4.6% move, as you can see on the screen. So the stock typically moves about 4.83%, and this trade requires the stock to move about 4.6%. You want those two numbers to jive, right? Make sense? Very common sense there. So let's fast forward to October the 8th, which is the end of the profit schedule. The stock is now trading at 122.84, where the blue horizontal line is. It was up about 7.1% since July the 29th. Now, if I bought the shares with $8,800, that would have been about 77 shares, and I would have made about $624 from buying the stock shares themselves. Using options and a bull call spread, the position made $9,400 in profit, or 105% ROI. So this is the power of leveraging with options, okay? So that's about 14 times difference, you know, between buying a stock versus using options to trade it. So let's look at another profit schedule. You must be wondering right now, you know, it works on the upside, but how about the downside? Does it work for stocks that are going down as well? So let's take a look. Here's one. And again, make sure you write this down. April just around the corner in a couple of months, right? So between April 29th and June 25th, Parker Hannifin, symbol PH, traded down, not up, down 10 of the past 11 years. Now that's 91% accuracy, right? And on average, the stock dropped 6.86% during this period over the past 11 years, okay? It's about 52 days long between April 29th and June 25th, and the stock on average dropped 6.86%. Okay? So that's 10 of the past 11 years the stock has dropped during this time. Keep in mind, in the past 11 years, the market has been super bullish, right? So when I see a schedule where the stock trades counter trend, I pay attention, obviously. So clearly, you know, as I was saying before, big money have a habit of selling this stock precisely between April 29th and June 25th over the past 11 years. You know, people ask me, do I know why that happens? I have no idea why. You know, I don't need to know why. I would never know why exactly why this stock has sold off during this time, but I just know it does, right? And of course, you know, a lot of the amateur traders, they're buying the stock during this time. And, you know, people like me and others, my students who understand that, hey, look, we want to avoid buying the stock. In fact, if you can, you want to go short the stock in some ways between April 29th and June 25th, right? So again, the purpose here is that we want to look at options and see how we can use options to trade this profit schedule on April 29th as well. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Now, here's the options chain for PH on April 29th when the bearish schedule begins. Now, the stock was trading right at 183.47, being pointed by the red arrow there. You can see there. And what we did here was first, we bought the 185 puts at $7.85 each, and we bought 35 of them. At the same time, on the same order, we also sold 35 of the 180 puts for $5.55. So this creates what we called a bear put spread. Now you see at the top right corner there, we actually use the June 21st monthly expiration. Remember, the schedule runs from April 29th through June 25th. So the June 21 expiration works really well for this trade. Here you can see in the larger red box that the total cost for this trade is $8,050 for 35 spreads. Again, if you're just starting out, you don't want to do that. You want to start with one spread for about $230. And this is also your maximum risk. You can't lose more than $230. Okay? So then as you get more comfortable with the approach, you can scale up to 2 spreads for 8, 16, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in the small red box, you can see that the maximum possible return is about 117% or $9,450. And this can be achieved if the stock drops down to $180 below or lower by expiration on June 21st. The yellow arrow is where the stock is right now. And the green arrow represents the down move that I'm expecting for the stock. Note that the red horizontal line also represents my target at 180, which is a 1.5 1.9% move from the current price. That's right. A 1.9% move is all it takes to get 117% return on this spread. Now, when structuring an options trade, we want to make sure that the stock doesn't need to work too hard to double my money, all right? So that's a really important nuance that you want to remember. It doesn't matter for what trade. You don't want the stock to have to work too hard, okay? So let's fast forward to June 21. So by that time, the stock is now trading at $171.04, and it went down about 6.7% since April 29th. If I shorted the stock, I would have made about $535. The bear put spread made 117% ROI, $9,450. And again, that is 17 times difference compared to shorting the stock, which is pretty difficult to do, you know, unless you know a broker that has all these shares to lend you. So trading options is a lot easier on the short side at the very least. So you can see the advantage of combining these schedules with options, right? So you know, this is something that probably 99% of amateur traders don't know. And I just gave you three of them that you can use. One for Adobe, one for PNG, and one for Parker Hannifin. You can use that Adobe today. You can use Parker Hannifin in April, and you can use PNG in July, right? And they all have win rates of about 90% or so, okay? So let's, you want to see a couple more? All right, so sure, let's do that. Now, before I explain how you can trade these profit schedules with me every week, I want to point out that the concept of seasonality is not new, right? It is not an original idea. Many pro traders know it happens, but a lot of them don't use the exact dates like I do, which allows us to leverage the schedule by using options to make 14x or 17x the return like you just saw here, right? Now, with that said, here is a recap of the five steps that you need to do all this, all that I just showed you, right? So be sure to jot this down. So step number one, you want to download all the data from your favorite stock websites like Finance, like Yahoo Finance, or even your trading platform can have that for you to download. I show you the process of how to do this earlier. Now, once you have that data in a spreadsheet, you want to pivot the years to find the bullish and bearish patterns. Again, you got to do this manually a few times so you have a full understanding of this methodology. But in the long run, you want to use your computer to do the work for you. Okay. So step number three, the most important point here. Here are the option strategy to trade these profit schedules with. If it is a bullish schedule and the implied volatility is low, then you want to either buy a straight long call or use a bull call spread. If it was bullish and IV is high, you can consider using a bull put credit spread to trade this schedules. If it is a bearish schedule and the IV is low, you can consider buying straight puts, or you can use a bear put spread like I showed you earlier. And last but not least, if the situation is bearish and the IV is high, you want to use a bear call credit spread so you can capture more premium there. Okay. Now, step number four, you want to pick an expiration date that corresponds to the profit schedule, right? So both weekly or monthly options can work. The key is to make sure that they are liquid and that you can get in and out of those trades rather easily. And step number five, enter and exit the trade based on the exact profit schedule timing and make money. Follow the rules. That's it. Now, if you feel that this trading approach works for you and you want to skip steps 1 to 4 and go straight to step number five and make money, I want to help you do that. I am going to give you the best profit schedules every week. I'm also going to give you the best options trade to go with those schedules. So all you need to do is spend about 5 minutes each week to put on these trades, and you would have known the logic behind this already. So if you want to trade with me and would like my help doing this together, you can join my Profit Scheduler Club for Options. So let me tell you what this club is all about. My Profit Scheduler Club for Options is based on two very simple things, all right? Number one, every week I do the data analysis to give you the exact profit schedules for the stocks that are most likely to go up or down, like I just showed you earlier. Number two, I will also give you the best options trades for those specific profit schedules targeting 100% ROI or higher in a safe manner. I don't trade any naked options, no naked calls, no naked puts. They're usually straight calls and puts or using the spreads. When you log into the members area, you'll see the most recent profit schedule published as well as all the archives, all right? So here is one from July the 14th for Take Two Interactive Software. When you click on that, you will see the profit schedule and how I am setting up the options trade. So here is the profit schedule for Take Two Interactive. You will receive all the critical data analysis and everything else you need to know on this downloadable document that you should keep as archive. Zooming in at the top, you see the stock is Take-Two, and I sent this out in July to my students. You see that in the past 10 years, Take-Two has traded up 9 of those past 10 years from July the 15th through September the 18th, a precise 65-day period. So make sure you write this one down too for Take-Two so that you can use it again this coming July. Now, for this particular trade, we use the bull call Deborah spread to trade the profit schedule. schedule. And here you see the average up move for the stock during the schedule was about 12%. All right. You see the expiration date that we chose, the strike prices, the cost of the trade, the potential return on investment, and the exact entry date of how we want to do this. All right. Below that, you will also see the exit scenarios and my comments about the setup and any of the nuances that you will need to make this trade as successful as possible. Now, things like how to deal with earnings and how to deal with dividends are all considered in this document here, right? Great preparation is a must if you want to be successful in trading, and everything here is to help you get in and out of the trade easily. And last but not least, this is the risk graph of the trade, so you can track the stock price versus the P&L, and you can see the profit schedule was completed in September, and my members made about 104% ROI with the spread, all right? Here's a bearish one that I want you to write down as well, all right? We did this for lows, okay, symbol LOW, and click on that, you will see the schedule again. All the stuff that you need to make this trade happen is on this document every week. At the top, you see that the stock again is lows. I sent this out back in April. Again, you can use this as coming April, right? In the past 13 years, lows has traded down 11 of those years between April 23rd and June 22nd, a precise 2-month period. Again, make sure you write this down so you can use that this coming April. I used the bear put debit spread for this trade. And here you can see the stock moved down on average 5% during the schedule. You can see the expiration date that we used, the strike price, the cost of the trade, the potential return on investment, and the exact entry date as well. You will also see the, again, my comments about the setup. These are the qualitative comments, how to profit, how to manage the risk, and all the other nuances that you may need to know to make this work. I spend a lot of time on my preparation, so I know ahead of time exactly when to take profit and exit trade. Okay? Now, here's the risk graph of the trade, and this is the most important piece of information because it tells me literally everything that I need to know about this trade. It's all in this visual, right? So this profit schedule was completed back in June. The option spread returned 132% at expiration, so my members took full advantage of this as well. So let's do one more, all right? So make sure you write this one down too. So this is a very recent one. It was a bullish schedule back from November, Altria, okay? So a symbol MO. So click on that and you will see the complete schedule here. Again, all the data that you need is on this document. If you zoom in, you will see that in the past 19 years, Altria has moved up 17 of those years between November 19th and January 15th, all right? A precise 58-day period with an 89% accuracy. Now, for this trade, we use a bull call spread, and here you see the expiration date, the strike price, the cost of the trade, the potential ROI, and the exact entry date as well. You see all the same with all the other ones I just showed you here. You will see on the profit schedule my comments about the setup, the profit target, risk management, and any other nuances that you may need to know to make this work. Okay? So what I do is I make sure everything is consistent from week to week, so there's no guessing when to get in and when to get out. It's all laid out for you. That's the way I trade. You know, I follow a process, right? The process might be very, very boring, but you got to stay with the same process every week to make things work. Just like anything you do in life, right? You just have to repeat as make it a habit, and that's when success comes, okay? And last but not least, again, is here's the risk graph for the trade that tracks the stock versus the P&L. So this profit schedule was completed just a couple weeks ago on January 17th, and the options trade returned 152%, and pretty much all my students took full advantage of this trade as well. So, and again, the whole idea is to keep things as simple as possible, all right? Now, before I talk about how you can join the Profit Scheduler Club for options, I want to make some things very clear. So number one, the club is not for those who are looking to get rich quick. This won't do that. This is a very much a data-driven strategy that is based on rules, okay? And it's designed to take advantage of exactly when these stocks are most likely to move up and when they're most likely to move down. You know, it is to help us get in and out with the big money. And this is not speculation. This is not like cryptocurrency, okay? This is not for those who cannot follow rules or for those who like to trade on a whim. Again, these schedules are based on data and they are set in stone. And I didn't make them up. They're there. They're history, right? They're what works, right? So you gotta stick to that. You can't just trade on a whim and change your mind to do something else, right? So I need people who have discipline. If you don't have that, then this is definitely not for you, right? So this is not for day traders, okay? Who like to get in and out of the stock multiple times a day. These schedules are typically a few weeks to a couple months, not minutes, okay? So if you're looking for day trading, this is definitely not for you. And this is not for paper traders. If you don't plan on doing real trades, this is not for you. This is an implementation program, all right? So I expect you to be ready to trade, you know, when you join this program, okay? And finally, this is not for whiners. Nobody like whiners, and I sure don't want one in my community. My members are always very disciplined, like I said earlier, and they're very accountable. So if you're the type, you know, who blames a losing trade on things like the market or the Fed, on Trump, on bad weather, on, you know, you being tired or all any other excuses, this is not for you. But if you're none of those types and the potential of making 100% return each week with me doing all the work makes sense for you, then the Profit Scheduler Club is a good fit for you. And here are some of the benefits that you will get with the club. So first, you will get access to an exclusive members area with my top 2 to 3 picks each week. So that's at least 104 profit schedules a year. And I think last year we did about 150 or so. And the great thing about this approach is that we can use this again and again every year without reinventing the wheel. Okay. You also get the high probability options trade to go with those schedules, each targeting 100% ROI or higher, just like the ones I showed you earlier. And this is probably the most important point that people often forget. Markets can turn on a dime, right? Like it did just now with the coronavirus. And you will also get with this program both bullish and bearish profit schedules so that you get your hedged all the time. The key is to keep your portfolio, it doesn't matter what you trade, is to keep your portfolio very well balanced, right? So expect to always be trading both sides of the markets with me. Also, these strategies are very simple to execute, which means it works for small accounts and they're scalable for larger accounts. I have newer students who trade one contract and some are more advanced and they're trading 50 contracts and above. With each profit schedule and the option setup, I'll give you the exact strike price, expiration date, target, the risk, and all the different scenarios. I keep my own trading very simple. So the idea here is to keep everything as simple as possible for you as well. And because this approach is very straightforward, these options trade literally takes about 5 minutes to execute each week, you know, with most of the US and international discount brokerage firms as well. And like I said earlier, the ultimate goal is really to save you time, you know, and to profit from these repetitive patterns so you can build wealth and enjoy life. Okay. Now we talked earlier about who really should not be joining the Profit Scheduler Club. So now let's take a look at the type of traders who would be successful trading the profit schedules. All right. So we have in my club, the traders who are busy with their careers, they have a full-time job, but they still want to manage their own portfolios, but they don't have the time for the steep learning curves, you know, or making costly mistakes. So that's good for them. We have beginner traders, you know, who need help finding and structuring their trades. This is done for you every single week. And anybody who is busy, who wants to build up their retirement accounts and need a long-term growth strategy with a low risk and easy executions, right? This is good for them as well. I have a lot of intermediate and advanced options traders in my programs. And what they're looking for a lot of times is to add a high probability and a simple rule-based strategy to their existing trading toolbox. Now, some of my students use the profit schedule as a standalone strategy. Some combine them, you know, with what they're using already. And actually, this is the most interesting one. Some use this program as simply a bullish and a bearish indicator for those stocks. All right. And finally, a lot of my members are also part-time members who have limited time to find the trades. And this works great for them because I'm the one doing all the work, all the tedious work and putting everything together. Now, the retail price to join the Profit Scheduler Club for Options over at CertusTrading.com is $2,997. It is a substantial investment. There's no doubt about that. However, you can recoup this investment easily with just a few trades like you saw earlier, and you get new setups every week for the entire year, which I would have to imagine you would think that at this price, it is exceedingly fair, but I'm not going to stop here for you here today. For today's Synergy Trader attendees who are committed to learning and improving your trading, I will include the following bonuses to support your success, all right? Bonus number one, you get my annual Profit Scheduler publication, right? This annual publication contains my favorite 52 bullish profit schedules. Now, that's right. That's one for each week from January through December, and you can trade them straight up using stocks, or you can use options like I just taught you as well. Now, this is usually reserved for my mentoring clients only. That said, I think you will definitely benefit from this tremendously from having this publication, and I decided to include this with your membership as well. Oh, one more thing here. You will get the newest edition of the annual Profit Scheduler and all the future updates as well. Remember, this is in addition to the weekly 2 to 3 profit schedule options trade that you will receive from me, right? Now, bonus number two, unlimited VIP support. I guarantee you that you will have questions along the trading journey. When you join the Profit Scheduler Club for Options, I will give you a special email address. And what you can do is anytime you have questions, send your question to that address or call our support phone number and mention that you are a club member, and my team will make sure that you jump to the top of the priority line. Now, if it is an administrative questions, you know, my team will take care of that for you. If it is a trading question, that then they would flag it for me right away for me to review, and it will reply back to you. And last but not least, bonus number three, you also get my live monthly coaching calls. I want to make sure that you succeed, make sure that you're doing things right. On these coaching calls, you know, my students ask me questions. sessions, we dive deep into recent trades. I share the same trading insights and options tips that I share in mentorship programs that cost $30,000 a year. My students have told me that this coaching alone is worth the investment. And this is how I personally help you to get to that next level that you want, right? So here's a recap of what you get when you join the Profit Scheduler Club for Options today. When you join today, you will be immediately enrolled as a member where you will get 2 to 3 weekly trades directly from me. You will also get the options trades to go with those schedules as well. And for those trades, we always target 100% ROI or higher. You get both bullish and bearish setup to stay hedged to keep your trading portfolio well-balanced. You also get immediate access to the complete downloadable archive so you can actually have that information and use that over and over again. And of course, each trade, we include the entry and exit details with the strike prices, the expiration dates, the exit strategies, and so forth. And of course, I'm also including the 3 bonuses for you as a new member. Bonus 1, you get my annual profit schedule publication with 52 of my favorite bullish strategies, schedules, and you will also receive all future editions of that publication as well. Again, it's normally for my private clients, but I'm including that for you here today. Bonus number 2, you get unlimited VIP support that allows you to jump to the top of the line anytime you have questions. And bonus number 3, which is my favorite, you get online coaching with me each month and the complete archive of those coaching sessions as well. The total value of what I'm presenting to you here today is $2,997. Even at this price, it is worth the investment. Look at how well you can scale up and build up your capital, right? But I also know that some of you here today are newer to options and don't have a big trading account just yet. So I'm going to help you out here today. And here is what I'm going to do for you in this presentation, right? If you're willing to invest yourself, I'm willing to invest in you. It's very simple. I've had this room my entire life for the last 8 years that I've been a mentor. You're not going to pay $2,997 per year. For this presentation today, I've created 10 gold memberships, and these 10 gold members will only pay $997 for a full year of membership. I want to make this affordable for 10 of you who are ready to get started today. Now, if you do the math, that's about 66% off the regular price. This means you will start getting new profit schedules and the options trade starting this weekend, and you will be trading with me for the entire year, right? So the link for you to register now is certistrading.com/last10. In addition to the full year gold membership that you can take advantage of right now, I want to make this a completely safe decision for you when you join today without any risk whatsoever. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. You joining the Profit Scheduler Club for Options today comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, which means you have absolutely nothing to risk at all when you join today. If you don't think, like I said earlier in the presentation, that this is the simplest and the most effective way to build wealth trading options, or for any reason at all, you're not 100% happy, just email us at support@certistrading.com, and I will make sure that I buy back your membership and you will get a full refund. So there's literally no way that you can lose here. So all you have to do right now is go to certistrading.com/last10 to register. When you do that, a fully secure checkout form will pop up in a new window. Simply fill out the secure registration form and hit submit, and your username and password will be sent to you in the next few minutes via email, and you can start trading the profit schedules with me right away. If you change your mind for any reason at any point over the next 30 days, you have my guarantee to back you up. So David, I finished my presentation. I hope it was helpful for everybody, and I hope I was able to give some new trading ideas to everybody here. And one last thing, you know, thanks for being here today. Join me. It's a precious hour that everybody has to spend here on Friday morning. And whether you decide to trade with me or not, I'm happy either way. Always be improving yourself and your trading. Take action now and start scheduling your success today. And for you... I've talked too much, if you can see. For those of you joining the club, I will see you at our next coaching call in a couple of weeks. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Great presentation. Thank you for joining us today.
All right. I'm going to just mute myself so you can talk.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording.